gonna shine it. Listening tight with Bonneter.
It's wonderful. On the weekend, Monday through Friday, too many of us are in offices. And then too many people get to staring out the window if you got an office with a window. The big man comes around and gives you the old pep talk that actually work is less boring than pleasure. Ridiculous. Someday I'm going to punch him right in his big fat... Oh, well. That was Specky and our gang.
You think you're a guy, and then you see the light. Oh, better ideas come forward. Oh, better ideas come forward. See the light, see the light, see the light.
See the light. Get behind the wheel of Torino, Success Car 68, street version of the specially modified cars that ran away with the grueling Riverside 500. Torino's the hottest performing, hottest selling new intermediate on the market today. And to top it off, Torino has just been named pace car for the Indianapolis 500. Check Torino at your Ford dealers now, and you'll see why the switch is on to Ford.
Those better ideas from Ford.
Now, Renews It presents Monitor on Stage. Star performances recorded at leading theaters and nightclubs around the world, and we'll hear from Jonathan Winters in just 1 minute. If you were a cat, you'd be purring about the news announcing the 1968 All-American Glamour Kitty Contest, sponsored by Kitty Pan, America's most popular cat litter. 36 regional winners selected from every part of the country will receive appropriate recognition and prizes. All will be eligible to be crowned the All-American Glamour Kitty. 6 finalists selected by the judges will fly in luxurious comfort aboard Eastern Airlines to attend an exciting 7-day expense-paid pageant vacation at the fabulous Hotel Fontainebleau in Miami Beach. you and your cat will become celebrities of the feline world. The lucky pageant winner will be crowned with a jeweled tiara and mink-trimmed cape designed by Morris Goodman and Associates of New York. No pedigree required to enter. Fill out the official entry blank found in specially marked bags of Kitty Pan cat litter, on sale in supermarkets and wherever pet supplies are sold. Decision of the judges will be final. Contest ends April 29th. Void where taxed or prohibited. And here he is, the big cat, Jonathan Winters.
I guess all of us from time to time have had to return an item. I thought I'd give you a type of guy, pretty much like myself. This might seem a little strange to you, but I find I'm not alone. It's difficult for me to return things. But it is. It's hard if you're shy. Because usually the other person is just the opposite. And I'll give you a little example of a guy who just wants to return an everyday, ordinary toaster. So he comes into the department store, and he might say something like this. Hi. I got a toaster here, and I had to return it. Because it's something wrong with it. Are you head of the toaster department? No, I'm not. I'm Howard Ganglinger. This is Parts Division. And over there to Group C. You'll find the toasters over there.
Okay. A wonderful morning to you. Hello, sir. I have a toaster here.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's take a look at it. Seems to be the matter with it, clown.
I'm a customer. You be nice to me.
What's the matter with it?
It's a dent in it.
Dent in the toaster, huh?
I came 58 miles to bring this toaster back, sir. And I don't want a bad scene.
What?
I don't want a scene. That's the one thing I told the missus. This is what I didn't want. I'm going to bring my wife in. You'll see. I'll be back.
All right, get out.
You're rude. Well, what'd they say, Roy? Did you get the bread or didn't you? Did you get the toaster?
Oh, honey, I didn't. I didn't get it.
Well, I'm going in. Hello, store. It's me. I'm talking to the whole store. You there. We come 58 miles, Buster. What no joyride. That little milk toast I'm married to. I want my money, $19.95. Lay it on me.
Wait a minute, lady. You get a hold of yourself.
I'll get a hold of you. Give me your hand. I got your arm down the counter. Now you repeat after me. Customer's always right. Say it, say it.
Customers.
Monitor on stage with Jonathan Winters, brought to you by Renews It. Here's good news for cat owners and their cats. It's super activated Kitty Pan cat litter. Super activated to make it lighter, more absorbent. Super activated to eliminate dust and provide greater deodorizing power. You'll find super-activated Kitty Pan cat litter in 4, 10, and 20-pound bags in supermarkets and wherever pet products are sold. Be sure to enter your cat in Kitty Pan's fabulous 1968 All-American Glamour Kitty Contest. Full details and entry blank can be found inside every especially marked bag of Kitty Pan, America's number one cat litter. 16 minutes before the hour, and you're on the monitor beacon.
Monitor, New York. WNBC, New York.
That's what a cow does.
That's what a rooster does. That's what a dog does. And here's what people do. Smart people.
Hello, doctor's office? I'd like to make an appointment for a checkup.
Yes, the Heart Association tells us that a regular health checkup is one of the best ways to reduce the risk of heart attack. For more information, ask your Heart Association.
Hello. This is Lee Leonard, your guide to New York. If you'd like to know what's happening in and around your town, join me weekdays from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. right here on WNBC. You'll have fun learning because my show is class. Thus far, a baseball pitcher hasn't been able to ask what's wrong with his knuckleball, but perhaps it's possible for a computer to tell a player if he's on a winning team. More about that coming up in about 4 minutes on Monitor. New song here by Jimmy Rogers.
Won't somebody tell me how you say goodbye to someone that you really love, but you can't have, 'cause they don't want you to. Please, somebody, I just don't know what to do. Tell me, how do you say goodbye to someone when you're through? When she goes by, I nearly die. I want so bad to get up close to her and feel her touch. You'll never know how much, but like the air, you cannot hold what isn't there. Tell me, how do you say goodbye to someone who doesn't care? I wonder how many souls in the world feel the same way I do now. When the love that you give is a one-way affair, and you must say farewell but don't know how. So now I'm standing here so all alone, upon the very place we met, I can't forget. I see her there yet. I know I'm talking to the wind, but here now, I've got to say goodbye the best way I know how. Say goodbye to you, my life, my dreams, my everything I ever loved. I'll let you go, but now I'll never know the warm and tender love you've never felt for me. But I won't say goodbye to your memory. How do you say goodbye?
One moment, a computer looks at the Major League pennant races. Monitor Sports, brought to you by Chrysler Corporation's Customer Care Program.
This is Bob Hope talking to you about a special service from Chrysler Corporation. It's called Customer Care, and it does for your car what Medicare does for folks. It's a great way to help your new car stay healthy. You know, when I started driving, all you needed for Customer Care was a place to water the horse. But today, it takes a whole lot more to keep the family chariot running and a customer happy. But some dealers don't know it. To some, service just means a fresh coat of grease on your steering wheel. If you've been playing around with this kind of handicap, it's time you joined another club. Take a trip to your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers and watch the real pros in action. Here everything goes as smooth as a 200-yard tee shot, with parts and service that go together like a fine set of match clubs. They have express service for the minor aches so you can play through without waiting around. And in many places, real clubhouse comfort while you wait. Drop in soon at your Chrysler, Plymouth, or Dodge dealers and try Customer Care. Tell them old Hardtop sent you.
What are the odds against correctly picking the Major League pennant races? 10,000 to 1, maybe more? When a computer's involved, the odds shorten because one computer correctly picked the first four places in last year's American League race. How's it all work? Monitor reporter Ken Niles Jr. spoke to ex-mathematician and syndicated sports columnist Bud Goody in Los Angeles.
Bud, why should a computer be able to help us?
Well, Kenny, you know that baseball and football and all sports, as a matter of fact, are made up of a mountain of statistics. And there are thousands of interrelationships between these statistics. The average fan can't handle all of these interrelationships, but the computer can.
What about the human element in baseball, though? That's a very big factor. And while a machine is quite calculating and logical, how can it possibly calculate the broken leg, for instance?
Well, we can't predict a broken leg, but after a Conigliaro, for example, is pulled out of the lineup in Boston, we can estimate what the loss of Conigliaro will do to Boston standings.
What are the basic elements that you feed into a computer, Bud?
Well, for batters, we put in hits, runs, base on balls, hit by pitch, and total bases. And for the pitchers, we put in strikeouts, control factor, the at-bats or batters facing pitcher, about six or seven pitching stats and six or seven batting stats, from which we develop three batting statistics, which predict the total number of runs a team will score with 95% accuracy, and four pitching statistics, which predict earned run average almost 100% accurately.
Well, now let's look at the 1968 predictions that have just come out of the machine here. But in the American League, what do you see as the number one team and so on down the scale?
Looks like Detroit will be the winner in the American League. Minnesota, Chicago, and Baltimore are all equally weighted for second place in the American, with Minnesota having a slight edge, then Chicago and Baltimore. Boston will fall out of contention for the pennant because of the loss of Conigliaro and the questionable ability now of Jim Lomborg. Lomborg's leg must prove itself. In the second division, the computers at Universal Data see California, Cleveland, New York, Washington, and Oakland.
What about the National League, Bud?
Well, we think that St. Louis will repeat. San Francisco looks to be second. Following San Francisco, Cincinnati, Chicago, and Pittsburgh. The last half of the National League will be Philadelphia, Los Angeles, Atlanta, all in a group striking for sixth place, and then Houston and New York out of the running the day the season opens.
Thank you, Bud, very much for having us with you today.
Thank you, Ken.
This is Ken Niles, Jr. for Monitor Sports in Los Angeles, California.
Keep up with all that's going on in sports. Just keep tuned to Monitor over the weekend. A Monitor tip on making your home more comfortable. There's nothing more bothersome than squeaky floors. Now, those squeaks are most often caused by two boards, which are partially loose, rubbing against each other when they're stepped on. All you have to do is put some powdered graphite into the space between the boards. This will lubricate the edges and take away the squeak. Here's another tip from the Air Temp Division, Chrysler Corporation.
Today, we're interviewing big league pitcher Knuckles Schultz. What's your secret, Knuckles?
I keep cool. That's why I got Air Temp air conditioning in my souped-up hardtop. No hotmobile for me.
What was your biggest win?
Air Temp's the finest air conditioning for your room, house, business, and car.
Yes, but what was your biggest win?
Be sure you order Chrysler Air Temp air conditioning in your new Plymouth, Dodge, Chrysler, or Imperial.
What do you do in the winter, Knuckles?
I install Air Temp air conditioners in Chrysler cars.
The very latest by Petula Clark, Kiss Me Goodbye.
We choose it, win or lose it. Love is never quite the same. I love you, now I bless you. Don't feel bad, you're not.
We used to double date because we're sisters. But alas, our dates were few and far between. Oh, how we wondered why we missed with all the misters. Until Ultra Bright came on the scene. Ultra Bright entered our life. Wow! Ultra Bright changed our whole life. Now, all of a sudden, Cupid's arrows got pink. I'm dating like mad, and I got a ring. We're such a woosome twosome, believe us, it's for real. Ultra Bright, give your mouth sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, the kickiest taste, the freshest breath, the brightest teeth. That's sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Style of Raymond Lefevre. I read about an invention that an electronic student in Italy has come up with. It's a device that will silence the neighbor's TV set if it gets too noisy. Very interesting, if it ever gets on the market. And if Italians believe in truth in packaging, there's only one thing they can call it, troublemaker. Ciao for now. News coming up.
So we must take a station break. Don't turn your set off, don't you make a mistake. Don't leave us behind, there's no